Good morning, Mayor Pro Tem. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great.
So now we call the lieutenant governor, governor, you know, just for short. So should we just call you mayor for short? Is that it? Nah, probably
that
not.
That doesn't really feel right.
No, I understand. So it's been a while since you've been in.
It has.
So there are a few things that have been happening. I'm going to start with you. Tell me what's the most important stuff that's been going on in your world since the last time we visited.
Lots of important things. Mm-hmm. We've kind of taken a step back and looked at some of our agencies that we fund and made some changes, and fortunately, along with the city of Bryan, they've been in agreement with us on some of those things.
Well, we're talking Convention and Visitors Bureau first, mm-hmm. So let's go ahead and talk there. There have been some changes there that have happened really in the last month. As we know, the mm-hmm. executive director has now left, and a quite pointed meeting where the College Station representative, Jerome Rectrick, said, you know, you got to make things change. You've got to change your bylaws, mm-hmm. or mm-hmm. we're going to pull out of this thing. Mm-hmm. Well, the idea was, I thought that they'd be able to take some sort of action by your last meeting in July, because you've got to make your budget plans. But where are we in that process now?
We're working with the city of Bryan because they're our partner in that, and we want to make sure we're making the right choices. So we want to take their viewpoint into consideration because it's really important, and that's what we're working on right now, just trying to come to a consensus on how to move forward between the two of us.
Well, while he didn't make any specific comments on the air, the mayor said that he's got some thoughts that might be different from Councilmember Rectrick. Where are we there?
I have no idea. I mean, there's a little bit of difference on council as far as the forward motion that we need to take. But, I mean, the mayor hasn't come out really strong about, I feel this way and this is what we need to do. I think at this point we're still just kind of feeling our way to try to figure it out. It is going to be taken care of before we get to August, I feel pretty sure. The next council meeting we should come up with some more concrete plans.
Julie Schultz joining us. You run an engineering firm, so you know about infrastructure more than most folks do. The explosive growth that College Station has, especially if we're looking at over in Holloman Extended and on the other side mm-hmm. of the railroad tracks, I mean, that's going to become super high density too, it looks like. College Station's still behind the curve. We talked, I think, 2 weeks ago about you have a finite amount of money and almost an unlimited number of expenses that you've got ahead and budgeted. Where do you see we go here within the next 2 years as far as getting College Station caught up and then try to get ahead some places in development?
Well, this is kind of sounds like I'm not answering the question, but I'm in the search committee for our new Research Valley Partnership director, and we've had a lot of interesting conversations related to economic development and how it directly relates to paying for those types of things you just mentioned. And so my belief, it's a personal opinion, that we need to get more development on the ground and folks in our community to help us pay for those things. I believe that economic development is a good way to raise those dollars. We're probably looking at another tax increase. And sadly, you know, over the last several years when there was the downturn, we didn't raise taxes, and we probably should have just taken on that extra 2 cents then just to keep us on top of these projects. I wished we would have done that, but we thought we were doing the right thing because we had layoffs and things like that. People were hurting, and there were some, we didn't get hit really hard here locally, but there were some issues there. And I believe our budget workshop is going to be really interesting. We're going to look at cutting costs for the city. Are we getting the best deals on all of our projects? Where can we save and funnel that money into those projects that are really not just luxury items, they're a necessity, and we have to do that. I believe that in the past, maybe we didn't focus on that as much, understanding where we get that funding. And so we are a whole town full of neighborhoods, mm-hmm. and that's fine, but somebody's going to have to pay for this, you know, the police and the fire and the roads. And we're also hitting that kind of aging mark where a lot of our infrastructure is starting to need repair. And since we're such a young city, we haven't really had to address that. It hasn't been a major problem. So a lot of the infrastructure issues, I believe, can be remedied by some other kind of out of the box things. We need higher density around our downtown, which our downtown is the university. That's where, you know, thousands of people go to work every day. Do we want them out living 10 miles away, 5 miles away? If they're in like Northgate, you've got the high rises and the high density. That keeps your roads from being stressed and helps you with just a lot of transportation issues.
Well, Mayor Pro Tem Julie Schultz here this morning. Right, they may not be driving, but they're going to park those cars someplace. I mean, you have ultra-high density there. I still don't think you've got enough infrastructure underneath there. You've got a state highway which runs up against it. I mean, you've got a whole lot of problems. What you'd like to try to do is get those people safely across that state highway over to campus. We're not even at step one there. So I understand how you want those things to happen, but there's some real challenges. Some things the city can do, some you have no control over.
Well, that particular problem, we are working with TxDOT and trying to come up with a solution to that. Funding is always the problem, probably more than anything else. Sure, we can go and build an underpass like the university has done on two occasions. That's probably the answer, but I don't know who's going to pay for that. It's a very expensive endeavor. But when you're talking about, you just prioritize, is this how we want to spend our money, and is it going to affect the most amount of people, which is kind of my job. I want to make sure what we're spending the money on covers the largest amount of citizens.
All right. I want to circle back to what you said a minute ago when you were talking about the budget workshops. You say there need to be some cuts. Where are we going to cut?
I have no idea.
Well, you got some thoughts, I know, whether it's going to happen or not, but you've got some thoughts.
I mean, I think, again, we have to look really hard at the true cost of things. I'm rolling off, you know, termed out in November, but I'm still really concerned from a citizen standpoint about how do we spend our money and are we really getting the best bang for our buck? Are we wasting any money anywhere that we can use for these projects?
Okay. You said tax increase. I don't think that's a surprise. Mm-hmm. You're right. Should have done it before, but you're not the first legislative body that shied away from a tax increase. So there's going to be another tax increase here. Mm-hmm. But you've also got impact fees. And those impact fees are a tax, too, and we all know it. And that's the way that is. But that's going to have to pay for your infrastructure. Then you've got a situation where you've got a school district that continues to grow. And so there are going to be tax increases there. This is getting to be a situation where, and you just happen to be on the board at this, the city council at this time, but I mean, this is a time that all cities are struggling with this, and it's getting pretty damned expensive to live in Bryan College Station, Texas.
Well, and I'm going to argue with you on the growth of the school district right now, because it's slowed down substantially because of the people that can afford to live here.
Okay, then somewhere, and you know, we talked to the governor earlier this week, everybody wants to give teachers a pay raise, but where's that going to come from? It's some magical thing. But while we're speaking about the legislature, in case you did not hear, this was Joey Dunn, Deputy City Manager of Bryan, yesterday on our show.
It's a lot of legislation right now pending, which really is, I'll just put it bluntly, is an assault on the city's ability to do annexation. And some of them perhaps might be for good reason in other communities, but here, that's something that we need to be able to plan for.
You agree?
I absolutely agree with that.
What do you want the legislature to do or not do that will make it easier for places like College Station and Bryan to be able to do what you need to for the future?
Back off. This legislative session was the most insane I've ever seen, and I've been going over there with the chamber for 10, 15 years, and it was my issue is the focus. It seems the focus is on some really unimportant things when there's some really big problems that need to be addressed, namely infrastructure, roads, and how are we going to fix the massive problems that we have in the state of Texas. I've yet to hear a response to that. The folks that came in with high-speed rail wanted to help in that regard, and our folks have, not locally, but several people we met with are highly against that. And my question was, okay, then what's the answer? How are we going to get people across our state if we don't have the money to fix our roads? And, you know, we're not looking into doing something else.
Julie Schultz says she said she's going to roll off council. We'll have one more. We'll have an exit interview with you, after you leave,
good.
To do that. But
after I leave?
Yeah,
so
well,
I'm
no,
just...
before. Right. I think before. we'll see when Jay's got
your
schedule.
Well, that really determines how I do my interview.
That's right.
If I'm still a council member
that's
and
true.
If I'm no longer a council
yeah,
member.
Yeah, okay. Well, okay, but you're going to probably move.
Jay won't be here to make sure I say the right thing afterwards, I'm assuming.
You're going to another city. You're going to move to another city. Is there any chance that you would want to seek elective office in another city?
I'm not moving to another city.
You're not?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay.
Where did you get that idea?
I heard
idea?
That rumor someplace.
No, I'm not doing that.
Oh, dang.
You're completely wrong.
Okay.
You're completely misinformed.
Okay, I was misinformed on that. Then.
Just
okay.
for the record, I own my parents' house still.
Okay.
I refuse to sell it on Glade Street,
and
I'm going to remodel it and live in it.
Are you? Okay,
so
the house you grew up in.
That is exactly what my plan is.
Okay. Is there anything we didn't cover this morning you want to talk about?
Oh, I'm sure there's a lot of stuff that we didn't cover, but I'll save it for my exit interview.
Thank you for being here this
Thank
morning.
Thank you.